We solve really tough technical problems. We also kind of pride ourselves on our ability to make a difference while we are making a living in our jobs. We work hard, we serve hard, we compete hard, and we play hard.
Welcome to Security Clear Jobs, Who's Hiring and How, the podcast for cleared professionals looking for new opportunities and career advice. We go behind the scenes with recruiters and hiring managers from leading cleared employers to uncover the information you need to make a smart career move. Get ready for insights from this week's guest and your hosts, Kathleen Smith and Rachel Bozeman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. This is Ashley, your producer, and I'm here with Rachel. Hey, girl.
Hey, hey, hey. I'm so glad you are by my side again. And this is going to be a regular old party. But it would not be a party if we did not have the one and only Courtney White, a technical recruiter from Integration Innovation, Inc. Ooh, that's fun to say. It's almost like I3.
Yes.
Welcome, Courtney.
Thanks. Welcome, guys. Nice to see you guys.
Well, I don't know about anyone else, but I have yet to meet anybody that became a recruiter when they were little. They dreamed, one day when I grow up, I'm going to be a recruiter. We've all had little tips and tricks and all sorts of twists on this wonderful thing that we call life. But I think your journey is particularly interesting because I understand and heard that you may have started in the creative space and moved over to the really fun space of recruiting. Tell us a little bit of your backstory.
That is correct. I graduated in 2004 from Roanoke College, shout out to Noak, in a degree in fine arts, particularly painting and sculpting. I had a minor in French language as well. Moved up to DC with my sorority sisters after college. Had an internship at a very reputable antique house in Bethesda, Maryland called Sloan's and Kenyon. They offered me a job, but unfortunately, with it being DC, it was just not enough to live on. So I worked as a federal contractor for a while, and then I saw an ad through my school's alumni job board for a recruiter. I started my recruiting career at DHR International, which is a top five retained executive search firm, and happened to get in touch with the alumni that work there. And I ended up being with DHR Jobplex throughout my career for about 5 years. And then after executive search, I don't know, just kind of loved it. I think my creative side helps me in the recruiting industry get creative about sourcing or talking to hiring managers. Plus, I'm a super extroverted person. So that helps, I think, as well. And DHR International is really where I kind of cut my teeth in sourcing and cold calling, because that's pretty much what you do as a middleman recruiter. And then after I had my son, I kind of went in-house to a small Navy products company. I was there for 5 years and just fell in love with recruiting within defense contracting, within federal contracting, specifically cleared recruiting. I did a small stint in consulting, but always kind of came back to federal contracting and defense recruiting, technical recruiting, engineering, IT, cyber, things of that nature. So yeah, it was an interesting flip for sure.
I love it. I love the creative background, hearing how you got to where you are now. No one's path is the same. So thanks for filling us in on your story. But talking about I3 today, I know that the company has nearly 800 employees. You're headquartered in Huntsville, Alabama. Tell us more about the company and the role that you play in the security cleared community.
Yes. As you said, we're almost at 800 employees strong, headquartered in Huntsville, Alabama. We are a federal contractor. We pride ourselves in being a national leader and providing innovative technical and engineering solution to a broad customer base. And that kind of stems across all pieces of the DoD, from Army, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, Marine Corps, and other federal customer sets. And we just kind of in 2023, at the end of 23, coming into 24, we just won one of our first international contracts where we are supporting the DoD in Korea, in two locations in Germany and Belgium. So yeah, we are now not only doing work in domestic, but also an international capacity. So that is always fun.
I mean, you could put international in front of the other eyes and be I-4. I mean, I feel like there's an opportunity here, Courtney.
I know. And our three eyes are inform, inspire, and improve. And kind of our company motto is growing people while solving the nation's toughest problems. And I think that's kind of what sets us apart as I-3 is we solve really tough technical problems. We also kind of pride ourselves on our ability to make a difference while we are making a living in our jobs. We work hard, we serve hard, we compete hard, and we play hard. So another thing to note about I-3, we are employee owned. So we're 100% team member owned. Sets us apart in the market a little.
Always nice to have that little competitive edge. I love it. So I know that now you've got everybody excited. Now they want to know more. They want to hear like what's going on. And you know what they're here for, Courtney? They want to know about what in the heck you're hiring for. So what are the cleared skill sets that your company, I-3, is currently hiring for?
Yes. So this is across kind of all business units that we support, but some commonly cleared hired positions are cybersecurity analysts, systems engineers, program managers, software developers and software engineers, systems analysts, computer engineers, electrical engineers, modeling and simulation engineers, RF engineers. We also do HUMINT and SIGINT instructors. We do aviation SMEs, system administrators, network engineers, cloud engineers, 3D artists, game developers, instructional systems designers, and graphic designers.
Kind of a potpourri.
It is a potpourri. And out of all those positions, it kind of goes across all of our business units. And it's a very, very diverse work group. And within those positions, the locations, I would say, for those positions are Huntsville, Alabama, of course, the Washington, D.C. area. We have Goodfellow Air Force Base out in Texas. We have Fort Huachuca in Arizona. And we have Orlando, and we're also working on the hypersonic wind tunnel out of Tullahoma, Tennessee. And that is one of the largest hypersonic wind tunnels that is kind of under design and development right now.
A lot of cool stuff going on there. So you mentioned all of those wonderful locations that you have, but you know what the people want to know? They want to know, can they go remote? So tell us, are there any remote or hybrid remote type of opportunities nestled into all of that goodness?
There is. And I think it depends on the position and the customer that we are supporting. I know I have a position in DC with FEMA that is a hybrid opportunity, but my NRL, my Navy Research Lab team, they are 100% on site 5 days a week. It's just the nature of the work. And then throughout those positions, some of those are remote or hybrid. And that would usually be in the job description. We include those on our career site to make sure that people know when they're in a remote or hybrid opportunity versus a full-time on-site role.
Awesome.
And talking more about the particular positions, a little birdie from the prep call told me that you do have a team of 2D and 3D artists in Huntsville that are getting to do some really fun things. So I'm excited to learn about that. What's going on there?
Yes. So our 2D and our 3D folks, I learned today that our 2D folks, they're kind of temporary on-call positions. So they're kind of temporary on-call, part-time graphic designer positions. So anything graphic design, brand marketing. So that's kind of the 2D folks. The 3D folks, they do a lot of hard surface modeling to create interactive training for the military. So they are creating 3D modeling to make sure that our military can train in a 3D way and kind of get their hands on what they're being trained in. So currently, we don't have any positions posted for a 3D, but we are potentially getting a contract. The award is coming very soon. And so we will have the need for a lot of those 3D hard surface modeling folks. They do a lot of innovative training modules for our military.
So you've already kind of mentioned it and got us excited thinking about this, how Authory is an employee-owned company. So cleared professionals who have maybe never worked for an employee-owned company before, what does that feel like for somebody that's kind of walking into that new experience there? Are there differences, things they should know before stepping into employee-owned world?
What's great about being an employee-owned company is that the work that we are doing, whether we have internal or external customers as i3 employees, the work that we are doing, we are being able to benefit from that in regards to share allocations. So that is definitely a benefit of being employee-owned. If we were to sell, we would all probably do okay. And another thing that I think really plays into i3's culture, where even though we're growing, we're becoming bigger, we're encroaching 800, we're looking at growing significantly in 2024. I think while we grow, we are still trying to maintain that small company culture. And I think that along with being employee owned, we offer a variety of programs for our employees. We have a Foundations 101 and 201 series. We do an i3 Next Gen Leadership series. We have an i3 Young Leadership Initiative. We do a lot of i3 lunch and learns and organic growth classes to enhance leadership skills. And so those initiatives focus on growth and development in different areas and kind of promote leadership concepts. And we have a 24/7 accessible internal site. It's called the i3 Brainery, where we can host these recorded classes, a video catalog on various subjects for growth. There's recommended reading lists as well, because when someone joins i3, you do get a little welcome package with three books that our senior executive team has picked out for you to read, a little i3 swag. And so being employee owned along with the culture and then all the things that we offer, especially if you're a veteran, we have a lot of veterans programs as well. So they advocate for military and veteran causes, and they principally serve those who have served. And so we champion those efforts of supporting transitioning military members, veterans, their spouses. I'm actually a military spouse, so I can say it personally, it's a great place for military spouses and working moms to work. We also have an i3 Cares. We have a nonprofit organization involved within our company. Every dollar that goes into this nonprofit is donated by i3 team members, and then the company matches our contributions. And we've distributed about nearly $2 million since its incorporation in 2010. So a lot of our locations that I talked about, like Huntsville, Orlando, they do big events year-round with the i3 Cares organization, kind of like giving back and serving. So a lot going on at i3. If you come join us for a small company, we're doing really big things.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it. Well, and you had me at the book list and the swag.
Oh, yes. And we just redid our coffee mug, and it's very cute, I have to say.
And I love a mug, too. I've got my clearjobs.net cup right here. So speaking of things that employees can get their hands on, you also alluded to stock earlier. So having that employee stock ownership program, what does that mean for employees? That's not something that we hear about all too often in the cleared community. So help us understand how that works. Are they buying it at a discount, getting it with their paycheck? Fill us in.
So at i3, you're eligible for the stock ownership program, the ESOP, after 1,000 hours of service with the company. So I think that's like in your third month of employment. Our HR team does kind of like another orientation to prep people to be auto-enrolled into our ESOP. And they kind of take your salary and the years of service to i3, and they kind of come up with a formula to allocate shares to each employee. So it does have a 3-year vesting period, though. So if any employee does leave before their 3rd year anniversary, they do forfeit all stock, and that does go back into the general pool. It's been a really great program. And honestly, I've been in two companies that are ESOP companies that are cleared companies. And I feel like everybody's there for the mission and the job. And you know they're there because they like what they do and who they support and the customer they support and the coworkers that they're working with. I mean, across the board, no matter where you work in I3, whether it's corporate support, whether you're billable on site to a customer, there's just this collective engagement of service, not only to our customer, but to ourselves. And that, I think, comes from being employee-owned because we do have ownership in how well the company is doing.
So we've had a chance to kind of dip our toes into the company culture. But there's something, it seems to be that time of year where the dreaded or the exciting performance reviews, depending on your, you know, cup of tea there, are going on. But I understand y'all do things just a little bit different. So tell us, Courtney, how your company handles those performance reviews.
Yes. So again, kind of reflecting back to our motto, I3 really does believe that growing people while solving the nation's toughest problems is the way to go when it comes to performance reviews. So you're correct in saying we do it a little different than industry standard. So on our performance review form, we have three personal goals as well as three career goals that you set for yourself because we want to grow as people. And we want to grow our careers at the same time. And they really do mean that at I3. So I think that's amazing because it's very different. We also tell every employee, be very transparent with your supervisor. Some people are reluctant to do that. But the reason we ask people to be very honest and transparent is, say we have an electrical engineer, for an example, that wants to switch over to systems or RF engineering, or just wants to kind of do another career path. Our performance review process is helping him set goals with his supervisor, he or she, whoever that employee may be, set goals so that they can eventually get to their career path, to get to that next step in their career, whatever that looks like for that employee. So we do really want folks to be completely transparent about, do they like the role that they're in? And it's okay to tell your manager, no, I'm not happy here. I would actually like to be placed somewhere else. And the goal is that the supervisor and the leadership within the business unit or the contract really sets goals to get you there, get you to that final career progression. It may not happen overnight. I know we have a lot of people that like instant gratification, but it will eventually happen. And we'll go ahead and implement the steps to get that towards the goal, whatever that may be for the employee. So I think that's where I3 really differs, is they really do care about their people, and it shows.
Well, we're ready for story time. So do you want to tell us about a recent a recent win, maybe an interesting cleared hiring story where you just left feeling really accomplished?
Yes, the outcome was interesting, but still, I felt like we did a good job. So we had an individual that we engaged for, I think it was a software or reverse software engineering role, had a great pre-screen with him. We were at the point of setting up an interview. And at the time that we were getting all of his availability, he said, uh-oh, I have family problems. I have to go across the pond and I don't know how long I'm going to be gone. So of course, me being the recruiter that I am, I alert my team. They were willing to wait for this candidate because he was really, really good and really qualified for the role. And so I guess it was about a month, 2 months. Didn't hear from him, kept reaching out, still didn't hear from him. And then it was probably about 6 months went by and my business unit lead was like, why don't we just try one more time? And I said, okay, I can try it. Well, it was the lucky time to try because he reached back out. We re-engaged him. He got interested again, went fully to the point of offer with him. So that's a story of kind of keeping people warm, keeping connected to your candidates, you know, just keeping that communication open because it was a long time coming, but eventually we got to the point where we needed to get with that individual.
You mentioned communication, and I'm sure that folks will want to get in communication with you and your team. So how can they reach out to you?
LinkedIn's always a great way. You can go to i3-corp.com. There's a contact button, or our career site, which is careers/i3/corp.isims.com.
Well, it was an absolute pleasure. Couldn't ask for a better time, Courtney. Thank you so much for coming to share a little bit more about i3, some of the great careers, and a lot about the culture. So it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. It's been so good. And thank you for letting me really talk up a company that I feel very strong about. I love my company. I love my coworkers. I love the work that we're doing in the industries that we're in, and we're only going to continue to grow. So thank you, guys, for allowing me to be on the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you, Courtney.
So what a fantastic time that we had with Miss Courtney today, learning all about i3. Something that I really appreciated about our time with Courtney was just the downright passion she has for her company, her coworkers, the culture. It's just so refreshing when you hear somebody that they just feel it so much in their spirit. It just oozes out of them. But learning a little bit more about the employee-owned company, I think it's exciting, and it's an important conversation for folks to have when they're really looking at the different opportunities that they have out there. So Ashley, I could talk all day, and you know that. So I'm going to be quiet for a second and let you tell everybody something exciting you learned today.
Well, I was excited that we got to talk briefly about performance reviews. I don't think that has come up on any of our episodes before, so it's always interesting to have a different talking point to delve into a little bit. And it was cool because, you know, she was real and genuine about it. She said, if you aren't 100% happy in your role, let your direct supervisor know. Be honest. It's not just a performance review for the sake of maybe a raise or something like that. It's about thinking about your future. Do you want to switch career paths? Try something new at the company. So I thought that was a great tidbit there.
Absolutely. Now, friends, it's favorite time. We would be forever grateful if you would go out there and leave us a review. Guess what? We're going to read it on a future episode. So until next time, bye.
Bye.